So, who's got a dream or a goal or a hope that something you'd like to make happen, something you'd like to manifest? Or... You had your hand up first. I don't think you've been up here yet either. Okay, so we're going to make floor cards here. So I'm just going to put a D for dreamer and an R for realist, the planner, and a C for the critic. And so let's start with the dreamer here.
Okay.
And where do you want the realist? But you want it nearby, so you can move in a step or so. Then where would you like the critic? By the way, where would you not want the critic, do you think?
Between us.
Well, you wouldn't definitely want it between the two, for sure, absolutely.
It
That'd be the
be
worst
a
possible
sequence,
place.
Maybe?
But if it's back here, you don't want it usually, either. Because that's often where our own critic lives. It's like something on your back. So,
but
give a little
other.
Distance from it. Okay. You might face it this way. Yeah.
Like that?
But you want to make sure wherever this one's facing, it's facing the plan. And so with the realist in between, then... Yeah, just put it down wherever you're comfortable. Okay. So,
I have a dream, like my third
dream. So step here.
Not big.
So what we want to do first is anchor these. So step in front of the dreamer.
Okay.
And like just like this, so you're not on it, but stepping in front of it. Okay. Better not to step on it, because then they'll get all moved around. But okay. Go ahead and step a little bit closer to it. Yeah, like that. And maybe just get grounded. Your feet are pretty close together, so... But now, get in that dreamer physiology. And you've had dreams before. Think of what it's like to really dream.
Yes.
You're looking up and, man, anything's possible here.
Yeah.
And we have no internal editors in this place.
Yeah. Dream is very creative.
Yeah, okay. Yeah. So we got that. Now step out.
Okay.
Break state. Step into this one.
Okay.
And planning. What's it like when you're planning something? Even planning something mundane, like buying groceries.
At least, yeah.
So put your step in front of that one, okay. And put yourself there where you're planning it. You get a sense of what that's like.
Okay.
Again, for me, it's almost kind of like counting things out on my fingers. Or got a sense of that. Yeah, there you go.
Okay. There's a list of steps to do.
Okay, here's the list of things I'm going to do. Got it?
Yep.
Okay, then step out.
Okay.
So we're going to anchor these spaces. And over here, here's the evaluator space. And step a little closer to that. But now, if you're planning something, kind of evaluate. And often it helps to touch your chin. Especially helps if you have a beard, but you don't have that. So, you know,
I know.
You're just self-talk, and you're getting kind of feelings off your self-talk with that.
Okay.
That sense of
that? Yep, I got it.
Now shake it all off.
That's a good one.
So actually. You want to do a kind of a rehearsal through this first, yeah. So that... And I'm going to remind her to do these physiologies because we want to build in states that sequence. So our goal will be eventually to anchor dreamer to realist to critic to sort of neutral back to dreamer. Sometimes you can create a neutral space too, but I think if you just break state here, it works fine. So come back over here.
Okay.
And step in front of your dreamer space. What's your dream?
My dream? Well, my dream is to help families to stay together.
Okay.
To have better communication, better understanding. So the benefit will be for the whole family, especially for the kids.
Okay, so that's your goal. And dream the dream. How will you make this happen?
So
create your storyline.
My storyline is I'm studying NLP because that's the best tool ever. I'm studying also hypnosis.
Mm-hmm.
Hypnosis, yeah. And... I'm going to do presentations of parenting
so
presentations.
So watch that. You're making presentations. Where and when would you do those kind of things?
Usually, I have one planned for a week and a half.
Okay.
And I just do a presentation.
So see that unfolding and who's going to be there? And
just the parents,
You know how you're going to get them there?
Yeah, they're already signing up.
Oh, cool. So get it, see it just the way you want it to be.
Yeah.
And then what?
And then from there, I'm going to start doing more presentations. And from there, I'm going to start writing a book. And from there, I'm going to have one-on-one. And from there, I'm going to take a plane.
Okay. That's a good start. So let's go over to planner.
Okay.
So in planning mode. Now, how are we going to make this happen? So you've already got one set up somewhere.
Okay, so I'm going to finish.
Now notice I want to use my body. I want to be doing the same thing with her. It's going to make it easier for her.
Okay, so I'm going to do the presentations, small presentations here and there, whatever.
We'll get a sense of where they might be. When you plan them out, how you're going
to
make it.
So basically I'm going to go to...
You want to get specific with
preschools,
the plan.
Preschools, okay. Where there's a lot of chaos in preschools. Mm-hmm. It's like the mommy brings the kids here, see you, bye.
Okay.
Because they don't know what to do with the kids. So anyway, here's my kid, see you. And so I think there's a lot of need for parents to understand that they need to be more in contact with the kid. And if the kid is flipping out and, you know, making a lot of stuff, make contact with that child.
Okay.
And
so you're going to start by going to these preschools and
Yes, I'm going to go to the preschools, talk to the director, and I said, I do parenting classes. Are you interested that I give parenting classes to your families? Yes, good.
So how will you create those that kind of sales presentation that you're doing?
I already have my keynote presentations. I have 7. That I can give 7 presentations or 4 more condensed the information.
So is this something you'd be doing with the preschool teachers as well?
No. Well, I can invite them as well.
So they know what they're into? Or?
Yeah, they can be there, but mainly it's for the parents and parents who have problems with the kids. So, or problems at home, whatever it is. So,
okay. Yeah. So let's go to the over here.
And then the critic. Okay.
So look at this plan.
Yeah,
so you're going to go to these preschools, you're going to talk to people and see what the... How you can get in with the parents of these organizations?
Yes. Main thing that I see in parenting is that I see divorces going, you know, it's easier to divorce than to stay together.
Mm-hmm.
Because it's easier to sign here, okay, you're done, you go that way, I go that way. And
so as you look at this plan that you've got, any downsides to it, or is there anything that won't work very well? Or?
So basically is... trying to reach the person and saying, this is another option besides divorce. You can work things out. There's a lot of communication you can work with.
Come over here. You're not in critic, you're in planner.
Oh, okay. All right, I'm in planner. So there's a lot of things you can do, and I can help you if you need one-on-one. Here's my book, if you want to get my book.
Okay.
Anyway, but basically, there's so many things, there's so many options you can do besides...
Now you're a dreamer.
Whatever.
Yeah. So there's all those options.
All those options. So you can be happily ever after and have a wonderful relationship. Actually, I have a great family. It's called the... What's the name? The Douglers?
So see that dream?
I don't know.
You're talking to these parents. You're saying, here's all that's possible for you.
Well, I want to share with everybody. There's a family who has 19 children of their own. 19.
Wow.
And it's a huge family. And everybody's happy. It's like, wow, how do you do that? But anyway, it's like 19. And the mommy is happy as ever after. And I said, how is that possible? I found a book. It's like, oh, there's a recipe. Okay. I have the recipe.
So you can share that recipe. So see yourself doing
recipe.
That.
Yes.
So get a sense, one more time, how you're going to make that happen. How are you going to get the preschool teachers then to want to do this, or preschool operators? What's in it for them?
First of all, I need to put myself out. I have previously difficulty to putting myself out because I'm freaking out with people.
You need to go knock on the doors.
Yeah, I need to put myself down there. But I haven't done it because of that fear of social
come over here.
Things.
So you're saying what I need to do is just put myself out and do it. I've got everything.
Yeah.
The dream's clear. The plan's actually fairly clear.
Yeah.
So what's the hesitation?
Okay, the hesitation is that
you said it's hard to put yourself out there. Because you're uncomfortable around some people. Okay. Got a sense of that? So turn that into a how question for your dreamer. So how can I go put myself out in that way if I get uncomfortable around certain people?
Some kind of question. I still have a lot of sadness.
You have what?
Sadness.
Ah. So what's your how question in relation to this plan?
How can I overcome my sadness?
How can you what?
Overcome the sadness. Overcome
okay.
sadness.
Okay. In such a way that you could then go follow this plan, right? So ask the dreamer, how can I overcome my sadness? Got it?
Yeah.
Okay. Shake it all off. Really come to neutral. Come back over to dreamer. So, dreamer. Dream a dream, dream the dream. Dream it up. How can you do it? Get in your dreamer state.
Okay.
There you go. So dream it up. What could you do to overcome that sadness that held you back? There's probably a million things you could do. So when you're in dreamer mode, but no editors, what's possible?
Just let go of the sadness and move one step forward. And then the other one, and then the other one.
So, okay.
Yeah.
Excellent. So, see that happening.
Okay.
And you can do that, can't you?
I can.
Okay. Then step to here. Plan it out. How will you do it?
How do I do it?
I'm just going to do it. You said right.
Okay.
So one step
yeah.
forward.
So I need to do the put together the website, my flyers, my book. My business cards, everything. It's just a little marketing tool. And just put myself out and drive, put the flyers all over the place, advertise, receive the call, be there on time. Done.
Hey, you've got a plan. So come over here.
Plan.
Any downsides to this plan? She's going to get all these different things together, marketing plan or ideas, then go out there and get in the car and go.
Yes, I have a downside.
What's
yes.
That?
Well, it's I feel lonely in this
business.
Yeah.
So
I feel
how
like,
can I? What's the how question?
Like, how can I have a feedback from another person who says, "Yes, just go into it." Oh, okay.
Great question. Come over here. You get the idea how this works, right? So dream it up. How could you get the feedback from other people? You really say, "I need to involve some other people in my business."
No, I can do it myself. I just need somebody else that, sometimes it's Francis. I talk to Francis. Hey, Francis, imagine, stop that homework. Stop for a second. Just stop. Francis, it's like, yes, mommy, yes, mommy. Yes, mommy. Okay. Are you done? Yes. Okay. Thank you. See you.
Okay. Try that. So just plan it out. You can do that.
I can do that.
That's an easy plan, right?
And I just go back and I just write it down. Oh, I told Francis. Okay. I got it. Maybe I can erase, correct, whatever. Francis. Look at this. How do you like it?
Oh, yeah. Good.
Okay, mommy. Okay, good. Yeah.
Any downsides to that?
No. I like it. She's my...
Okay.
She's my... Whatever.
So notice we're recycling through these in order, then come back to neutral here.
Neutral.
So
okay.
Notice where you are with the stream now versus when you started.
Yeah, you're right. So I see it very possible. I see it that I'm going to influence so many people that... I'm going to flip so many marriages.
Good for you.
Yeah.
Thank you.